If you go to Mark 11, and I'm going to start in verse 12 of Mark 11. It says this, "Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he," meaning Jesus, "was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not yet season for figs." So it's not the fig tree's fault. It just wasn't season. Figs weren't in time yet. Wasn't ready to have figs on the tree. In response, verse 14, "In response, Jesus said to it, 'Let no one eat fruit from you ever again.' And this, and his disciples heard it." Now, looking at verse 14, in response to this mountain, Jesus was hungry. And so in response to this mountain, Jesus said to it. What did he do? He said to it, said to this mountain, he said to this fig tree, "No one eat fruit of you ever again." And his disciples heard it. First of all, he spoke to the mountain. Second of all, he took its purpose away. Most important thing that we can do with any mountain in our life is take its purpose away. If we don't allow a mountain to have any purpose in our life, it won't be in our life. So what do? Just as Jesus did, we speak to it. We speak to it. Amen? We don't think about it. We don't pray about it. Oh, what? We don't what? We don't pray about it. We speak to it. We are supposed to imitate God as dear children. And who is Jesus? God in flesh.
That's right. The way, the truth.
So, we speak to the mountain. Now, of course, Jesus said it because he wanted to speak to this mountain and remove it. He wanted to speak to this fig tree. "Hey, if you don't have any figs for me, what's your purpose?"
That's right.
If there's people in your life that have no purpose of being in your life, they can become a mountain. They can become a drag. They can bring you down. See, in order for you to fellowship with them, you have to come to their level. They cannot come up to yours. It's impossible. You're far above in word, far above in spirit. Amen. So you've got to find out, is this person a good purpose for me in my life? Is there a reason why this person is in my life? Am I supposed to get them saved? Or are they going to steal my time away? And we've got that going on. And it's too bad. We minister, and just like they do, they go right back to swallow with the pigs. And so then they come back and we minister. And what do? Go right back to the pigs. And what do again? They come and we minister. And they go right back. So there's a time, and Sue and I were talking, there's a time where we've got to put our foot down and say, "You're stealing my time away from others who could be ministered to. My family. My time with my Lord," whatever it might be. There's got to come a point where you put your foot down and say, "That's it. If you're going to continue to go back, you're not going forward. I can't help you." That's it. And you leave it at that. Because that can be a mountain. Stealing your time can be a mountain. Time is valuable. Do you know that time is something you never get back? Never get it back. That's why people say, "Well, that was a waste of time."
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are a waste of time. Amen. But ministering the gospel and getting someone saved isn't.
Never.
So let's jump down here to verse 20. It says, "Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now he's talking, these are the disciples. They saw this. And Peter, remembering, said to him, saying to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you... What'd he do? He cursed it. Now, it's recorded earlier that he said to it. So what Jesus' words were was he cursed it with a curse. What did he say that was a curse? No one eat fruit of you ever again. That's a curse coming out of the most powerful mouth ever created. Words are eternal. So the word, by the power of the Holy Spirit now, records that what Jesus said was a curse. Verse 21 again says, and Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. It is time for us to cause our mountains to wither away. Yes. To wither away. Now, it's actually recorded in here. They believe that this was 24 hours later that this took place. So within 24 hours, your mountain could be removed and withered away. Why? Because of the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of you. Not because of you, even though in the garden we were told to dominate. That was given back to us by the name of the Lord Jesus. So what do then? We dominate.
That's right.
We dominate our mountains. Yes. We dominate Amen. Our purpose.
Amen.
Amen. We dominate it. We don't allow people to dominate our purpose. And oh, do they try. Oh, they're sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. See, the devil's a sneak. He's a crafty little creep. He's crafty. He's crafty. He's crafty. He is a sneak. He's cunning. He will do everything he can to sneak in to your purpose and to cause your purpose to become withering away, to lose sight of it, for you to lose sight of your purpose. It's not hard to do, especially in this world. The busyness, the hatred, the violence, the constant threats going on. It's not hard to lose sight of your purpose. And the fact that, oh, my purpose hasn't really come to fruition yet. That makes it kind of hard, doesn't it? I mean, to continue that I know I have a purpose and I have a plan with God. I know that I've got, you know, and all this is going on, and your family's attacking you verbally, and the devil's attacking you physically. And all this is going on, and it's hard to stay focused on your purpose. And it's easy for a mountain to show up. It's easy for a mountain to show up. Even if we're not careful ourselves, we will put up a mountain. A mountain of fear. A mountain of anger. A mountain of hatred. If we're not careful. So what are we doing? We think eternally.
Amen.
On everything we do. We must think eternally. If what I am doing, is this going to put a mountain up in my life and cause me to lose sight of my purpose? Then we got to pray. We must pray. So we see this here now in verse 21 where Jesus cursed the fig tree and it withered away. Now look at verse 22. It says, so Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. Come on. Can you hear him here? Come on, guys. Have faith in God. What's wrong with you? Have faith in God. That's how I feel him here in the spirit. That's how I feel he's trying to get across to these guys. Come on, man. How long am I going to be with you? How long must I suffer you? You see what I mean? You see that feeling? It's the same kind of feeling here. Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly, without a doubt, I say to you, whoever thinks about this mountain, no, Whoever talks about this mountain? No. No, whoever does what? Says. What did Jesus do? Jesus said to it. What do? We say to it. All right? He said, but whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. Oh, oh, wait a minute. Be removed, be cast into the sea. Be removed. You know, you have the authority that when a mountain comes against you in your purpose, to remove it. You don't pray to God and ask God to remove it. You remove it. I remove it. See, because I dominate here in this earth. I dominate my life. I'm in control of me. Have I ultimately given God control? Yes. That's why I have control. If I don't give it to God, I have no control. I must be His and His alone. I cannot serve two masters. I can't serve the devil and serve God. I can't serve money and serve God. I can't serve sin and serve God. I can't serve... I don't want to hit something here.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go too far. What does it need to be? It needs to be Him and Him alone. Him and God alone. It. That's it. And that puts me back in control of me. He still is in control of my purpose. He still is in control of my plan. That's why He's in control of my plan. That's why we sing songs where it says that God will make a way.
Yes.
The Word of God tells us He'll make a way. Why will He make a way? Because it's His plan. It's His purpose for me.
Amen.
And because of that, I win.
That's right.
Because of that, I have control. Amen. So for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, oh, and does not doubt. What does that sound like? Man, guys, have faith in God. Doesn't that sound like that, huh? And does not doubt. Man, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, guys. Right? And does not doubt in his heart. Now see, doubt can come to the head. We just don't allow it to drop to the heart. Because we believe or we doubt with the heart. So when doubt comes, the Bible says we cast it down. Take that thought captive. Why? Because it's trying to become a mountain. It's exactly what it's trying to do. And if he can throw that mountain up, that's all you're going to see is a mountain. And does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he thinks about, no, that believes that those things he prays to God about, that believes those things, oh, he talks to his sister about, no, that believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. He'll have what? Whatever. Whatever he says. So have faith in God.
Amen.
I can almost hear him say it again. Come on, guys. We know that in the Greek, this is allowing for us to have the God kind of faith.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what does that mean? That means if I say it, it's done.
That's right.
If I say it, it is done. It is finished. It is removed.
That's right.
And I do not doubt.
That's right.
I do not doubt.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, but it didn't instantly go away. It is removed.
Amen.
It's whoever says. This didn't instantly take place. You realize that? It took around 24 hours. It said it in the morning. The next morning. Roughly around 24 hours. Christians want it now. The whole world wants it now. We have a, it's okay to want it now, because a lot of times we see in the Word, all of a sudden. Don't we see that, right? Don't we see a lot of instantaneous healings?
Yes. Amen.
Jesus spits in the ground, creates some mud and throws it on a guy's eye, and all of a sudden he can see. Right. A lame guy, Peter and John, going to pray. Wow. And there's a lame guy wanting some money. They said, let me help you. Yeah. Instantly.
Yes. That's
right. Ba-boom. Yeah. So yes, it's okay to have that thought, to have that, I want it now because of God. Not I want it now because of who I am. That's where preachers get in a lot of trouble. Because of me. Listen. What we deserve is not what God's given us. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't deserve any of this stuff. We didn't. We don't. You almost feel like we're not worthy. We're not worthy. Well, Jesus made us righteous. He made us worthy. He did. He made us right. He made us worthy. But we've got to stay humble.
Amen.
Humble yourself before the Lord. He will exalt you in due time. That's where our promotion comes from. It comes from the Lord. Now, Jesus goes on. He's still talking to his guys. He wasn't done because it says, and the next verse. So we think we should probably read it. Verse 25 says, oh no, I'm sorry, we didn't read 24, did we? Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. He just changed something, didn't he? He changed from say to ask. To ask. Oh. So, who do we ask?
The Father
God in Jesus' name. But what do we say? We say to the mountain. But we ask of God. So we ask of God, but we remove the mountain by what we say. And then he goes on in verse 25 and he says, and whenever you stand praying, so obviously we're asking in prayer. As we pray, we're asking. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, wait a minute. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. But what's he been talking about? He's been talking about forgiveness. But wait a minute. He went from a fig tree to talking and speaking to a mountain, to then going to the Father and asking in prayer. He's covered some things here. This is the way that a church, this is the way that a Christian should live his life.
Amen.
We speak to the mountain. Curse it if we need. Take its purpose away. But we speak to it. But then whatever we need, we ask of God. In prayer. But if you're going to ask, you better make sure you forgive. Because neither will your Father forgive you. We don't want that. Right. So forgiveness and asking of God are together, aren't they? They're combined here. Forgiveness and asking of God is a way that a Christian should live. If we're going to ask of God, we better make sure we're walking in forgiveness. If we want to see anything from God. Amen? So what did this fig tree say to Jesus that caused Jesus to respond in this way? You can't. That's what it said. It looked at Jesus and said, I'm not giving you nothing. How many of you have had a mountain speak that way to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I ain't giving you nothing. Oh, you're not? So what's he do? He curses it. What did this fig tree say to Jesus? You can't. This thing said to Jesus, you can't. Well, first of all, you don't say that to Jesus.
That's right.
We should have that same authority. That same mindset that says, you don't say that to me. Right. You know, if I ever said to my mom and dad, now. Oh, red on the rear, just like the red on my head, man. I'm not kidding. Tan is not the word for a hide that I would have had. I don't allow my mountains to say I can't.
That's right.
I don't let them tell me what I can or cannot do. And Christians live that way. And Jesus is showing us not to live that way.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So what are your mountains saying to you? Think about that for a minute. I want you to go home. I want you to pray about some of these mountains in your life. And what are they saying to you? What are they saying to Gary? You can't walk? What are they saying to you? You don't tell me I can't walk. What? What are these mountains saying to you? What's the debt mountain saying to you? It likes to say you don't have enough. You'll never have enough. Doesn't it say that to us? The sickness mountain, what does this say to you? You'll always be sick. No, you got a disease, see? This is what this mountain's telling us. No, you can't get rid of this. This is a disease. Saying I can't. It's telling me that I'll never be healed. Christians aren't speaking to the mountains. They're speaking about their mountains. They're not speaking to their mountains. They're speaking about their mountains. When you speak about your mountains, it gets larger. It gets bigger. It gets stronger. It turns from mud to rock. So we've got to, as Christians, stop speaking about our mountains and start speaking to our mountains.
Amen.
And what do? We curse them.
That's right.
And we remove them.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He didn't speak about the fig tree. He didn't look at his disciples and say, man, hey, Peter, boy, I sure would have wished there had been some figs on that tree. I was kind of hungry. He didn't even look at Peter. It's not recorded that he did. He spoke to the problem. People are saying these same curses to their own children. See, Jesus, it's recorded here that the word records us that this was a curse of what he said. He took the purpose of this fig tree away, right? People, parents, are doing this to their own children. We call it breaking their spirit. That's what we call it. It's what the world calls it. We're breaking their spirit. When you take a purpose away, you're not breaking the spirit. You're taking their life. That life that that kid, child, could have, we're taking it from them. Why? We're the parent. We have authority. So what do? They believe what we say. They look up to us. And if we say you'll never amount to anything, guess what? We've taken their purpose away.
Amen.
They will no longer amount to anything.
That's right.
It's not how we speak to our kids. I don't care if your kid is a mountain at the age of two. You've allowed him to get to be that mountain. Hello.
Hello.
Ouch. No. What do? We speak life. And we remove the mountain.
Amen.
We have authority to remove that mountain's
right.
purpose in our children's lives.
Amen.
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 But people are saying these same curses to their own children. You'll never amount to anything. You're worthless. Jesus spoke against the fig tree's existence, which is what parents are doing to their own children. Speaking against their own existence. I wish you were never born. Can you imagine? I thank God I was raised by godly parents that love God. I hate you. I knew a friend that went through that with his parents, because I used to go over there and that's how they talked. And he's never amounted to anything. Amazing. We must stay in control of what comes out of our life, our mouth. We must be in control of it. Because what we do is what we speak, and what we speak, we dominate. This is where we remove or we place into existence mountains. See, we're the ones that throw these mountains up by what we speak. We're also the ones that tear them down by what we speak. Amen. So we must be in control then of what comes out of our mouth. This happened in the morning of the next day. And one of my favorite sermons was, your morning is on its way. Whether your morning takes 24 hours, or whether it's instantaneous, or whether it's a month away, your morning is on your way. It's on its way. It'll get there quicker if we stay in control of what we're saying. If we stay in control. We don't talk about it. We're not talking about our problems. We're not talking about our money problems. We're not talking about our sickness and disease problems. We're not talking about how bad our kids are. You know, people talk about how bad the world is, but they don't ever once get on their knees and pray over it. They talk bad about how Kim Jong-un dude is over in North Korea, but they don't pray over him. Have him removed. We're dealing with another Hitler. They have concentration camps over there right now. Over 200,000 people are in camps, concentration camps. They're killing them left and right. Genocide. It's abominable. It's. We've got to remove him. I was watching a movie. And a guy was a sniper in the movie. He says, boy, if you'd have just put me within a mile of him, we would have never had Hitler. That's how these snipers think. Just give me a rifle and one bullet and put me within distance and we'll fix this. That's military. See, that's a strong spirit man. And he's putting his trust in his abilities. We put our trust in our God.
That's right. Amen.
It's because of Him that we know we can do what we do.
That's right.
It's not because of a rifle. It's not because of a bullet.
That's right.
This is our ammunition right here.
That's right.
This is our gun.
Yeah.
How we load it is here.
Yeah.
How we shoot it is here.
That's right.
Amen? Yeah. Stay in control of what we say. Your morning is on its way. Jesus' morning, Jesus got what he said to that fig tree because he believed what came out of his mouth. Now, it doesn't record here that Jesus did this so that his disciples could see the strength and power in words. But obviously, the Holy Ghost thought it was important that we see it. Because he recorded it for us. Amen. So my morning is on its way. I'm not talking about my problems. I'm removing my problems. Stop saying what you don't have and start saying what you do have. We'll stop there for now.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. If you'll stand to your feet. I'm telling you something today, Christian. There's an authority in you that you will have to use here soon. You should be using it everywhere you go, in everything that you do, your authority. Now, our authority is in the name and the power that is in that name, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. That's where we get our authority from. Amen? We've got to live this way. And that, I'm telling you, as believers, our authority is increasing now because of what's going on in this world today. Our authority is becoming stronger. The anointing is becoming more powerful because of this day that we live in. We're going to have to dominate. We're going to have to eliminate. And in order for us to walk as believers, as children of God, we've got to start removing our mountains first. I can't remove your mountain for you. You can't remove my mountain for me. We've got to believe in one another.
Amen.
Amen. Lift your hands. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We glorify you and we honor you this day. And we say thank you, Father God, for your mighty blessings upon our life. Thank you for Jesus, who is our Lord and Master, Commander in Chief. And thank you for the Holy Spirit who is abiding in us. He is our teacher. He is our advantage. And we give you praise and glory, Father. As we go this week, I pray, Father, blessings upon every believer in this house and in this body. I thank you for them, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people said,
amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed week.